Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is April the 15th, 2024. April the 15th. That's not a day we're very excited about, is it? Well, you know, I may not be excited about tax day, but there is something that you know, excites me. And one of the things that excites me is when I'm studying passages of Scripture and really reading in two different places, and they sort of crisscross or they intermingle. And so I was studying about Abijah, and then I was just doing my regular daily Bible reading. And so Abijah has war with Jeroboam, and the Bible tells us that Jeroboam's army is 800,000. Abijah's army is 400,000. Really not thinking about it much. But then I'm reading in my daily Bible reading, and it says in Luke 14:31, "Or what king, going to make war against another king, setteth not down first, and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000. And so, you know, sort of the same situation that Abijah found himself in. His army is half the size of his enemy's army. And so really Jesus is using that point. He's talking about counting the cost, which we'll get there in just a minute. But I just always enjoy that, you know, when you're doing your daily Bible reading and it just, you know, something happens in your life and you draw upon that passage of Scripture. Or like I said here, I'm studying another passage of Scripture and the passage that I'm just happen to be reading kind of speaks to that passage. You know, it's one of those things about reading the Scripture and it finds its way in your heart. And this morning in the men's Sunday school class, we were talking about answers to questions in our Sunday school. And I asked the teacher, I said, "Why do you think that way?" And I really puzzled him because he didn't know what I was getting at. But the point I was getting at was, the reason he was thinking the way that he was thinking is because that he had read another passage. The question was, when the disciples came and they asked Jesus where he slept, and then the what were they talking about when they went and spent the day with Jesus? And the teacher said, "Well, I think they were probably talking about how the Old Testament talks about who he is in his real person." And I asked the teacher, "Why are you thinking that way?" And the reason he's thinking that way is because when the two men are walking on the road to Emmaus and they're with Jesus, what's Jesus teaching them? He's teaching them how all the prophecies in the Old Testament are pointing to him. So our teacher's thinking was framed by the Scripture that he knew that's what Jesus would be doing. If Jesus was spending some time with someone, what would he be talking to them about? He would be talking about how the Old Testament passages of Scripture point to who he is as the Messiah. So our teacher's mindset has been framed. He thinks about things and he didn't even recognize it. And so that's the great thing. That's the great thing about reading the Scriptures. It begins to mold the way we think. And that's the benefit of studying the Scriptures, is because you give yourself to reading and study and prayer and all that, it begins to frame the way you think. It begins to mold the way you think. And before you know it, you begin thinking according to Scripture. And you're thinking according to Scripture sometimes, and you don't even realize it. You don't really even have to think about what the Scripture says. You're just automatically thinking according to the Scripture. So that's a great thing, and I encourage you to continue to read and study, and so that your mind will be molded into thinking by the Scripture. But getting back to Luke 14, that passage is actually talking about counting the cost of discipleship. When he's saying, you know, if a man is going out to war, he wants to know the size of his enemy. A man's going to build a house, he wants to know, you know, how much is it going to cost, so he makes sure he has enough to build before he starts. And so here's the thing is, Jesus is challenging him to think about the cost of discipleship. He says, because if any man come to me and hate not his father and his mother and his wife and his children and brethren and sisters and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Jesus is challenging them to think about the cost of discipleship. That's a good thing for us to think about too today. We're disciples of Jesus. We're following him. And there's a cost to that. Are we willing to pay the price? The sacrifice. Make the sacrifice that's necessary to be a follower of Jesus. I pray that you are, because he is truly worthy of us following him. Well, follow him this week, and I guarantee you, your week will be blessed. Until the next time, this is Brother Mark signing off.